Janet Hoff and the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. The AccuWeather forecast for tonight, a clear sky, a low of 38. 6th Street in downtown Racine between Park and College Streets had to be closed because an excavator being used to knock down the former Park 6 building tipped late this morning. It's expected the demolition would continue today once the piece of machinery was righted. No one was injured. The building, which is in rough condition, is being torn down to make way for a parking lot. IKEA made it official today, announcing plans to build a 295,000-square-foot store at the intersection of I-94 and Drexel Avenue in Oak Creek. Pending approvals from the city, construction would begin next spring, with the store opening in the summer of 2018. The store is expected to have more than 250 employees. IKEA will also evaluate potential for on-site power generation and minimize its environmental impact through such things as the installation of energy-efficient lighting and heating and cooling systems, water-conserving restrooms, and the elimination of plastic bags from the checkout process. There are currently 41 IKEA stores in the U.S. The closest to this area is in Schaumburg, Illinois. The 62nd year of the Kiwanis Pancake Day on Racine's Lakefront starts at 6 a.m. Saturday and goes until 4 in the afternoon at Festival Hall. Tickets $6 in advance and $7 at the door. On WRJN's Community Conversation, the club's Glenn Casty said this event every year starts the day for a lot of people.
It is probably one of the only events I can think of in Racine where you have folks from every walk of life that are getting together for this one event. And it is all-you-can-eat pancakes. It started out in 1955, it was all-you-can-eat for a dollar.
The pancake saw the draw, but Casty says the 350 volunteers are crucial for success, and the leader of that effort is calling it quits this year. Proceeds from Pancake Day benefit community programs. Wisconsin U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin is in the area today, talking with local officials about education, jobs, and economic development. One of her stops, Racine's Living Faith Lutheran Church, and the city's application to become a Promise Zone, which would create opportunities. She noted it's a very competitive process to be named a Promise Zone.
And of course, we are rooting for Racine to shortly receive that designation, but it is very competitive, and there are communities across the country trying to be named Promise Zones. The Housing and Urban Development Department is the oversight department and coordinates these.
Baldwin's schedule also had her at Gateway's S.C. Johnson IMET Center in Sturtevant. Joining Baldwin for the Tech Ed stops were Congressman Mark Pocan, along with American Federation of Teachers President Randy Weingarten and Snap-on CEO Nick Pinchuk. The Racine Coalition Against Human Trafficking, in partnership with the group Artworks for Freedom, presents a pair of national traveling art displays starting tomorrow evening at Sam Johnson Parkway, south of the Johnson Building in downtown Racine. Here's WRJN News Director Tom Kirko.
The official opening for the display, 5:30 p.m., it will include a brief program. Both exhibits involving photographs and murals will be on display through May the 24th. They attempt to reveal the experiences of modern-day human trafficking victims. Racine Coalition Executive Director Kerry Hemmig is hoping that the public will gain more knowledge about this problem, which exists here and everywhere else. There's more information on the Racine Coalition Against Human Trafficking website and their Facebook page. I'm Tom Karkel, WRJN News.
A $75,000 sports car was stolen from the Miller Motors dealership in Burlington by a man using stolen identity to open a credit union account, apply for a car loan, and then close the account, the money obtained by fraud used to purchase the vehicle. Burlington police described the male offender as African-American, about 6'2", close to 225 pounds. At the time, he wore glasses, a black ball cap, a dark blue plaid flannel shirt, and white shoes. Reports say after the man left the Burlington Credit Union office with a check from the closed account, flags went up at the CU's main office about fraudulent activity, which immediately canceled the check. Other possible fraudulent activities of a similar nature are also being investigated in both Racine and Janesville, and possibly elsewhere in Wisconsin and Illinois. If not Chicago for the proposed Lucas Museum, then why not Waukegan? City officials have reached out to the wife of George Lucas about locating his museum along Waukegan's lakefront, with its future in Chicago in doubt. City spokesman David Motley pitched Waukegan in a Facebook post. Chicago's Friends of the Park have announced their opposition to any site along Chicago's lakefront for the museum and have filed a lawsuit. Officials for the museum said in a statement this week that they are seriously pursuing locations outside of Chicago. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News. The AccuWeather forecast is coming up.